there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm going to give you a telephone number today because you can call Eric with some retirement questions that you might have, but also something very important. He's offering you a complimentary discovery visit, a chance to go in and sit down with him, talk to him about your retirement, and you'll come up together with a blueprint to worryless wealth. So here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You know, Eric, it wasn't too long ago when the family home was the largest asset that a typical American worker had, you know, and it was back when, you know, the typical retirement portfolio wasn't really a portfolio, kind of just was made up of pensions for their lifetime monthly income. Now, today, it's not necessarily the same because pensions are going away and the retirement landscape has definitely changed. And it's likely that someone's largest asset is the IRA or their 401k. So the goal of our show today, really simply to advise you to avoid several common and costly account blunders.
Yes, Luann. I mean, that's a really important topic today. And of course, that's something that everybody typically has is some sort of retirement plan. So we're going to focus on those 401ks, or maybe it's 403b if you work in nonprofit. 457 if you work in government, and of course the IRAs that you have when you change jobs. So in my business, I've seen lots of blunders, lots of errors, a lot of miscues around what we call qualified money. That's the money that's tax qualified, meaning it's tax deferred until you hit retirement. What we're going to do is we're going to go through them on the show and really kind of break down to make sure you know what you're doing and really hopefully to try to avoid some of these mistakes that I've seen in the past.
I do want to remind people that if they do have questions about what they hear today, you know, about finance or retirement finance, you can call Eric 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Eric, can you explain the difference between a 401k and an IRA?
Yeah, even though we'll focus on IRAs and 401ks, like I said, this is for all the different types of plans. The basic difference is any of the things that have a four starting with them, the four acronyms, 401k, 403b, and 457, pretty much these are all what they call employer-sponsored defined contribution plans. So what that means is, you know, somebody's putting money away as a contribution, and they may be adding some matching to you. You know, usually there's going to be some sort of vesting time frame or some sort of other restriction on that, but you're getting money for every dollar you're putting in there. So a traditional IRA, on the other hand, though, is really one that's just set up that you can do on your own. Now, for most people, if you're covered by a 401k or any of those other four plans, you can't do an IRA and your company sponsored plan and take a tax deduction. You can do it on a non-deductible basis, but if you do one of those contributions once in your lifetime, for the rest of your life, you will have to fill out one form saying that you had not taken the tax deduction. So I really try to avoid people from ever doing those just because it can be a big mess. These 401ks are typically what you're going to be really doing mostly. And then, of course, once you leave a job, you can roll that to an IRA. So that's the main differences between them, is really how they start funding. In essence, usually when you hit retirement, they should all end up in IRA format. That's one of the things that we help people with, is we look at, you know, what they have going on in their overall plan and say, okay, well, what income path are you on? Where is that money headed to right now? What's that going to look like at retirement? Then we look at your investments, where those investments actually are. Then the tax ramifications, should you be doing more in a 401k or should you be doing Roth 401k, Roth IRA, all these different things. And then look at the legacy and the healthcare issues. And that's the blueprint to worryless wealth. That's something we'd like to do for our listeners today. And there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to be is one of the first 10 callers. And you do need to have at least $250,000 of assets saved up. And what we'll do is we'll actually go through this process with you, build that blueprint to worryless wealth, and then it's up to you if you want to decide to go forward with it and implement it, or at least just you learned a lot of great information. So if that's something you'd like to do for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You can call him or you can find him on their website, wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. Eric, are there any income and tax benefits associated with retirement plans?
Well, of course, that's the main reason people do them, is for the tax benefits. So you know, what I always tell people is you get two out of three and you never get all three. So the three things are tax deduction, which is, or really should be called tax deferral. You know, but that's where you don't pay the tax on the way in. Then there's tax deferred, which is as it grows, do you get a 1099 every year? And then at the end, is it taxable or tax-free? So pretty much every single plan gives you the middle, which is tax deferred. So really what we're talking about is when do you want to pay the tax, now or later? And you ask that question to anybody, it's always going to be later. You know, we don't want to eat right now, eat good right now. We don't want to exercise right now. We want to do it later. So we've been trained on this whole thing of you're going to retire in a lower bracket. You're going to retire in a lower bracket. Well, for most of my clients, our goal is not to retire in a lower bracket. I mean, it'd be nice, but not for the reason that we don't have enough money to retire. It should be only that hopefully taxes went down, which we know they're not going down, even though all the stuff that Congress is doing, for most people, this is going to be a non-event. And so really what we're trying to do is say, okay, when do you want to pay that tax? Well, the problem for a lot of my clients is they did great in saving and investing, and especially if they've got a pension. Now they're having to pay huge amounts of tax, because think about it. If you put away $5,000 when you're, you know, 25, and then you take that money out when you're 65, 40 years later, hopefully that money has gone up a ton. And so, you know, that $5,000 you put in, maybe $25,000, $50,000, who knows, however well it did or didn't do, but it's going to be a lot more money. And now you're going to have to pay tax on that entire balance. So what we were all kind of led to believe is this whole myth of that you're going to retire in a lower tax bracket, which really has not been coming true for anybody. And so that's the tough part, is now we're not getting that lower tax bracket, but now we've got all this money that we owe tax on, and guess who's benefiting, of course, is the U.S. government. So that's what we want to try to avoid. And so that's where lots of times doing the Roth type of things can help a lot. The hard part is it's kind of like a drug addiction in a way, that tax deferral. So people have been getting used to you having that tax deferral going in. And so if you switch, or I mean that tax deduction, I should say, it's really not a deduction, because I hate that term, because when you're putting money in a 401k, say, you know, say if you're 50 and over, you put 24,000, which is the max, and going to 24.5. And if you put that maximum amount in, you still pay Social Security tax and Medicare tax on that money. So it's not tax, you know, it's not tax deferred or, you know, well, it's definitely not tax deductible. It's really, truly just tax procrastinated is what I like to really call it more, because you're just waiting to pay the tax. And you're not, you know, yes, you're kind of deferring it later, but, you know, who knows what the bracket is. You're basically saying, okay, here, U.S. government, you can give me a loan. I'll take this loan. You don't have to tell me what the interest rate is. You don't have to tell me when I have to pay it back or anything else, but I'll borrow a bunch of money, and whatever you tell me later on, I'll just pay. And most people would never take a loan from a bank like that. You know, that'd be crazy, where the bank at the end of the loan term tells you how much the interest was and when you have to pay it back. I mean, that'd be awful. But that's really what they're doing with 401ks and IRAs. So, you know, when you're 70 and a half, you got to be taking the money out, you know, and you're going to be paying it at those rates, not today's rates. You can see what your life will be like after tax basis. That's the most critical thing. So if you run out these numbers to your retirement and say, okay, after tax, how much are we going to have spendable? What are my assets right now? What are my expenses I think I'm going to have in retirement? And is that money going to last? So that's one of the first things we do. And so if that's something you'd want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to an exclusive lunch event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn what the tax law changes mean for you. These changes and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary lunch presentation in downtown San Jose. Call now to join Wealth Creator Radio host Eric Heckman as he helps you learn ways to create more tax-free, tax-absent, and tax-efficient income. 408-297-9800. Join Eric and his team for this complimentary lunch presentation on Thursday, December 14th. seat at 12 noon in downtown San Jose. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. Call now, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. He's president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So call or text Eric today for this discovery visit that he's offering you today, 408-297-9800. Again, if you want Eric to be your financial hero, he would love to be yours. Call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking with Eric about IRA and 401k blunders and how to avoid them. And Eric, in the past, our homes were pretty much our largest assets. So the retirement planning landscape looks so different today than it did for our parents and grandparents. What are some other changes that you've seen with retirement and retirement planning over the years?
Well, some of the biggest things, of course, is the fact that you got to do it all on your own. According to an Investment Company Institute report from 2015, these assets have more than doubled since the year 2000. They're up almost $18 trillion just from 2007. A lot of that makes up the IRAs. That's almost $8 trillion of that. And another $5 trillion in 401ks. So that means retirees and pre-retirees, they're having to figure out what to do with all this money, how to plan it, and how to make sure it lasts a long, long time. Where in the past, they used to have somebody at a pension company who's got tons of CFAs and PhDs in math and all these other people trying to figure out all this, how to make that money last. Now it's all up to you. And, you know, there's a lot of mistakes that people can make when they're having to figure this all out, and that's not their daily job to do.
Eric, what is a common mistake that you see people make with their 401k or their IRA?
Well, lots of times it's changing jobs or cashing in your account. I mean, that's by far the worst one, when people just say, okay, here, just send me the check, then spend it. Obviously, that's not a good one, because if you're under 59 and a half, you got a 10% federal, 2.5% state penalty, plus federal and state taxes. You do the math on that, and it's almost always half your money's gone. So you do not want to do that if you can avoid that at all. And, you know, just really not paying attention to them too, because that can be another problem, is people just don't know where they are, or they forget about them, and then, you know, they're just kind of lost until they finally see them again. And then who knows, sometimes I've seen some people where they've left it in a money market because they were going to do a rollover. And then literally 3 years later, they're like, oh my gosh, I still never did anything. And meanwhile, the market had shot up a ton. And that's, you know, you run that out to retirement, and that's probably tens of thousands of dollars from that one little mistake.
So what would you recommend someone in that situation do then to avoid some of these penalties? Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, whenever you change jobs, really the ideal thing is to, you know, you can roll it into your new 401k quite often, but really it's best to roll it into your IRA. The problem with rolling into your new 401k is you only get the options that that company has. Now, if it's a big company, lots of times they'll have some pretty low cost options, but there is no guaranteed income type of asset in a 401k. There's no set income that's an alternative type asset that's paying out 6 or 7% on a monthly basis. You know, there's lots of great tools that we use that you cannot get in a 401k, because 401ks basically today have to be all stocks and bonds. And, you know, really they're not stocks and bonds, they're mutual funds. Now, a lot of companies have added a brokerage feature where you can buy individual stocks and other things like that. But again, that's only through the brokerage community, and there's tons of other investments that are not in those brokerage companies or not easily purchased in a retail type of account that you're usually really getting through the 401k. So you definitely want to roll those over to an IRA if you can, and you can do that tax-free. All you have to do is do what they call a trustee-to-trustee transfer. So you just say, you know, move, you know, when you left whatever XYZ company, you call up that custodian, say, I need to roll over my 401k, and 90% of the time they can do it over the phone, and then they send the check to whoever your new IRA provider is. But you do need to make sure it's done right. If you get the check, You have 60 days to roll it over. And you can now only do that once every 12 months. So you got to be very super careful about that. So try to avoid that. And, you know, these are some of the mistakes that we see with people in 401ks and IRAs. And again, it goes back to having a plan. You know, you got to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. If you want to worry less about your portfolio and more about having fun in retirement, you need to be able to worry less. And that's where we create that income plan, investment plan, tax plan, healthcare and legacy, and put those all five together. And that is the blueprint to worryless wealth. It's something we can get done for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. You just need at least $250,000 to have invested. And all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
Today we're talking about crucial IRA and 401k blunders and how to avoid them. Eric, what's another common mistake that people make with these retirement accounts?
Well, probably one of the worst ones, and I think most companies have either prevented this now, hopefully, or at least have restrictions against it, but it's investing 100% of your retirement money, all of your 401k, into the company's stock. Now, back in the dot-com days, I had a client that was working at Applied Materials. She put it all in the 401k stock. I was just telling her how crazy that was, and so she finally dropped 50% down to 50%, and we at least had the rest diversified, but the stock dropped so far that she just lost hundreds of thousands on that stock. And as well as things where then she had been laid off also, she needed some of the money, so she cashed some in, so of course that money can't come back, and it could be just a very big nightmare. So you're already getting your job from there. You're already getting your benefits from there. You're getting your 401k match from there. Why do you need to invest more in that one particular company just because you happen to work there? Are they the best stock in the entire stock market? Probably not. But just because you work there doesn't mean you should be putting tons in. So that's one of those things that you got to really watch out for, because people can really screw that up. And it can be, you know, a pretty big, huge thing. I mean, you know, there was a lot of stories about people at Enron, you know, and WorldCom, all these other companies have, you know, crumbled and folded. So, you know, you got to watch out for that. And you also have to watch out for the tax ramifications of those. Now, on the flip side of that, there is some really unique tax benefits for having money in your 401k that's in your company's stock. Now, I just met with a few months ago here, and because of a very certain rule that applies to company stock and rollovers from a 401k, if you do it the right way, and for her, it took 5 transfers at Fidelity who ran their plan to be able to even do this fairly typical tax benefit, but nobody she could, you know, talk to could initially do it the right way until they finally found the right person. So it's not always necessarily a simple or easy thing to do. But there is a way where you can actually roll out your employer stock and pay, in essence, capital gains tax on the increase. So if you've had a super large increase in that employer stock and you weren't really listening to our advice by, you know, only putting in a little bit in there, I mean, for them, they definitely had too much, but a lot of it was because that company had shot up a lot. And so they were able, and they'd worked there for a long time too. That was the other part of it. And so we were able to save them at the valuation it was then. It's actually gone up now, so it's probably a bigger number. But just by making this one tax change, instead of just blindly rolling to an IRA but taking the stock out first, it saved them $76,000 in taxes, which is huge. So, yeah, that's not a little tax savings, you know. That's a pretty decent income for a lot of people, let alone, you know, just how much money you didn't have to blow in tax. So, you know, so employer stock can be a decent thing. It can be very dangerous, though, too. So, you know, just like anything, you probably should never have more than 10% of your assets in any one company. So try to limit it to that, especially if you're doing stock purchase plan and other things there. So, you know, you got to be very careful about those issues, but there can be some great tax benefits. So, you know, again, it really goes back to having a plan. And what you have to do is look at where's your money going, how are you going to get income, and talking to somebody who's a professional who knows about all these little ins and outs. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So if that's something you'd like to do, you'd want to get that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you worry less about your retirement, more about having fun in retirement, then that's what we can do for you. We'll create that income plan, make sure your money's going to last for the rest of your life. We're going to do that investment plan, the tax plan, which obviously in things like the 401k could be very critical. Look at the healthcare, look at the legacy benefits, and combine that all into the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something that's very simple to do. You just meet with us. We have a, you know, no pressure, no obligation visit where we find out what you got going now. Then we come meet again, go over the strategies, go over what things can get improved on, and, you know, really look at your situation. Then it's up to you if you want to take action or if you just wanted to walk away and know that information. So again, if you saved at least $250,000 and you're one of the first 10 callers today, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
It's likely that your 401k or IRA is the largest asset that you own. Don't make any mistakes with this money that could damage your future and then your retirement. We'll continue discussing these common 401k mistakes in just a moment. We'll be right back for more of Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network today talking with founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized advice. He's a well-known speaker and author as well, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worryless wealth. Call Eric. You can go in and sit down with him for a complimentary discovery visit. You'll walk out with a blueprint to worryless wealth. Here's your phone number to call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. We're back today talking with Eric about some common mistakes that people tend to make with their 401ks and their IRAs. And in our last segment, we talked about the mistake of investing your entire 401k into your company's stock. Not a good idea. Now, Eric, do you find that many people are more heavily exposed to risk than they even realize?
Yeah, well, lots of times I run into people where they've either done very well and they've got enough money saved up, but they're taking an excessive amount of risk in their 401k, or they're fairly conservative and they didn't know what to pick, and so they just had somebody help them, or sometimes somebody's more aggressive or something like that. And again, that their risk tolerance is not what how their money's allocated. So that's fine when everything's going up, right? Because as long as everything goes up, nobody complains. But once things start changing, and if we do have a down market here, that's when people are going to go, oh my gosh, hold up, what just happened? And how did I lose so much? Because I was not super risky. And so that's one of those things that people need to watch out for is really matching their overall risk tolerance to how their allocation is. And probably one of the worst things, I think, is those age funds. So those ones that say 2030, 2035, 2040. Now, these aren't bad for people first starting out. If you only got a couple thousand bucks in your 401k, it's pretty simple. The problem is once you start building up a lot of assets in there, then what you really need to be doing is something smarter and something better, with those assets, because this is not your risk tolerance. It's somebody. Who knows who it is? It's somebody at some mutual fund company who says how much you should have in stocks and bonds as you get older, and there's no set rule for that. So it may be way riskier than you think, and it could be also the opposite. It could be way more conservative. So it's not your risk tolerance, and so that's the problem I don't like with those funds, is it's not how you're managing your money. It's how somebody else thinks they should manage your money, and it's not based on you.
Right. Good point. Good point. All right, Eric, let's move on to another blunder that people often make with their 401ks and IRAs.
Well, again, this one's probably more really tied to not having a plan, I would say, and not realizing what the reality of retirement is compared to taxes and everything else. So a lot of times I have people who they really, a lot of times it's just emotional need type of thing. It's not what I call a financial reason, but an emotional reason. They just want to pay down that house or you know, just get it down lower or the mortgage or something. Or maybe they're even trying to upsize, you know, get a little bigger house and they're taking money out of their 401ks or IRAs to put that down payment on a mortgage. Now, a lot of times it makes sense that, you know, I'm not going to owe as much debt. So that's a good thing, right? In retirement. The big problem, though, is, again, which we were talking about earlier in the show, is these are taxable accounts for most people. I mean, if you're doing a normal traditional traditional 401k or traditional IRA, it's all taxable retirement unless you're doing Roth. So if most of your money is taxable retirement, and you pay off what's going to be probably the last tax deduction left, which is your mortgage interest, then you're going to shoot yourself in the foot tax-wise, because what happens is, you know, when people talk about, say you got $1 million in your 401ks and IRAs, and say your house is worth $1 million. Now, when you talk about your house, you always talk about your equity. Usually, you know, you don't say, oh, my house is worth $1 million, so I can sell it for it and get all that million. No, you got to pay off that mortgage. Well, if you think about your 401k, there's a mortgage there too. It's called the U.S. government. It's called Uncle Sam. And they need to take their money out. So if $1 million in a 401k is not $1 million, it's more like $650, $700. And so that's, again, something that you got to think about. So how are you going to get that money back out? Well, if you've got a mortgage interest deduction to offset some of that money that you come out of your retirement plan, that's going to help you a lot, alleviate that tax pain. So that's one of the things that people got to watch out for, is if you get rid of all your tax benefits in retirement, you're going to get really, really hit hard with taxes.
Now, Eric, you've talked about some big blunders that we can make with our 401ks and our IRAs. What would be a few more? What's another one?
Well, I think just not rolling over your accounts. I mean, there's so many people that I run into where, I mean, it's kind of funny when I think about it, but I hear it probably 5 to 10 times a year that people say, you know, I'm pretty sure I have an account also with this other company, but I'll just have to go find it. It's like, what? I mean, you put money in some place and, you know, it's like, what'd you do? You buried it in the backyard and you forgot which spot of the backyard or something, right? I mean, it's just silly that people literally lose their money. Not that they've lost principal, that they just can't find it. And they forgot what company it was with, or maybe that company changed hands and then rolled to another company and they never got online access and they were on online statements only. So now they have no idea where it's at or whatever. I mean, so it's amazing how many people can just forget that they had 401ks and that money was out there. I mean, I've had people literally 80,000, 110. I remember one client. I mean, these aren't necessarily small accounts. I mean, sometimes they are the $5,000 and $10,000 ones, but I had some clients where they've literally had six-figure accounts that they forgot about, and then they had to go hunt them down and find them. So, you know, it sounds silly, but roll all those things into an IRA. You know, get those all combined, consolidated, because also, how do you know how you're invested if you've got 10 different retirement accounts? It's almost impossible to see that all in one statement, in one spot, to see where's your money at, how much is in large company, how much is in small company, and all that type of stuff that you need to know. There's no way when you have it all over the place. And of course, just imagine you have to change your address. How long is that going to take? It's really simple to roll these over. I mean, usually for, like I said, 90% of the companies, it's just a phone call. Now, every once in a while, especially if the smaller the company, it tends to be the more of a pain to roll the money for some reason. And so sometimes you have to, you know, do paperwork. And the worst ones are sometimes your spouse will have to get their signature notarized saying that they know you're rolling over the 401k to an IRA, which, you know, that's a little bit of a hassle factor. But, you know, at least once you're done with that, once it's in your IRA, it's really your money. When it's in a 401k, it's technically your old company's money that they're managing and they're trustee of. So, you know, if you want that control, you got to move it into your IRA. You know, so it's one of those things where it just depends on your tax situation, your personal plan, really, and that's what you have to be paying attention to. So, you know, that's what we do when we sit down with somebody and say, okay, let's develop that income plan, because you need to have that income. Without income, there's no retirement. And then let's look at the investment plan and also the tax ramifications. So should you move those funds or not move those funds, consolidate them or not? And then we're going to look at all those aspects together along with your healthcare, your legacy, and that's the 5 points of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. We want you to worry less about your portfolio and more about having fun in retirement. So if that's something you'd want to do for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. No cost, no obligation. All you have to have is at least $250,000 saved for retirement. Again, that's 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to an exclusive lunch event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn what the tax law changes mean for you. These changes and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary lunch presentation in downtown San Jose. Call now to join Wealth Creator Radio host Eric Heckman as he helps you learn ways to create more tax-free, tax-absent, and tax-efficient income. 408-297-9800. Join Eric and his team for this complimentary lunch presentation on Thursday, December 14th. At 12 noon in downtown San Jose. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. Call now, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E899.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I'm very excited about the guest we have on the show right now. His name is David Bach. David's been in the financial industry for nearly three decades, and he's the author of 9 best-selling books. He's been a guest on Oprah Winfrey several times and is considered one of America's most trusted financial experts. He's one of the most prolific and best-selling authors of our time. He's written 9 consecutive best-selling books, including Smart Women Finish Rich, Smart Couples Finish Rich, The Automatic Millionaire. And you can find out more about David at finishrich.com. Now, David, in total, you have over 7 million books in print, and they're all over the world, translated into 19 languages. How did you get into this? Were you a writer?
Well, I did like to write at a young age, but really how I got into this is I loved investing. I started investing at a really young age. My grandmother, Bach, helped me buy my first stock at the age of 7. It was a McDonald's. And that was what got me excited about investing. And then I started going to investment classes at the age of 9. And I know that's a little strange, but that happened because my father was a financial advisor and he was the one teaching them. So really, I grew up in the industry and I became a financial advisor in 1993. And very early, like at the very beginning of my career, I focused my investment career on teaching women how to be smarter with their money, actually doing women investment seminars. And my first seminar was called Smart Women Finish Rich, and it became a huge success. I spent 9 years at Morgan Stanley, and I really specialized in retirement planning. And what happened when I started teaching these investment classes is that my women clients kept asking me to put what I was teaching them in a book so they could share it with their friends. And that's really what led to my first book, Smart Women Finish Rich. That book, ultimately today, it's done over 1 million copies. It's gone all over the world. And that was very much the start of my career, I guess you would say, in writing. I retired from Morgan Stanley in 2001 to really focus the rest of my life, the last 15 years, on financial education. And since then, I've written a dozen books. And I've had the, really the privilege and the honor to go around teaching millions of people these principles that I originally taught when I was a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley. Now I teach it on television and radio. I teach it, like this, whether I'm doing interviews or podcasts. And I've gone out and done seminars all over the world. So it's just simply been an absolute blast. And I just feel really lucky to have been able to help so many people with what really is financial education that should have been taught in schools and simply hasn't been taught yet where it should be.
I absolutely agree, David. Education is incredibly important for all ages. The earlier you start, the greater the chance you have of reaching your financial goals. Now, you mentioned your grandmother helped you buy your first stock at age 7. Grandma Rose, can you tell us that story?
Yeah, well, so at 7 years old, when I would go and visit my grandmother, she lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She would take me to my favorite restaurant in the world at the time, which was McDonald's. And one day at McDonald's, she looked at me and she said, you know, you could make money here. And I remember looking at her in the middle of eating my cheeseburger and saying, Grandma, they're never going to hire me. I'm too young. And she said, no, I have a different idea for you. I want you to learn how to own this place. And that got my attention, right? Because I'm like, what do you mean own this place? She's like, you could make money. Every time your friends come here and eat these cheeseburgers and french fries just like you, you could be making money from them. And so she had me walk up to the manager at the front of the restaurant, and she had me ask that manager, are you publicly traded? And the manager of the restaurant actually came back to the table where we were sitting, and he introduced himself to my grandmother, and he said, yes, ma'am, we're publicly traded. We trade on the New York Stock Exchange. And she said to him, I knew that. I wanted my grandson here to learn how to ask the question, because today I'm going to teach him how to buy his first stock. And that literally is what she did. She took me home. She opened up the Wall Street Journal. I remember like it was yesterday. She circled McDonald's. She taught me how to read the ticker symbol as it went across the news screen on the TV station. And she said, you know, you're going to save your money and you're going to buy your first stock, and then you'll save some more money and you'll buy your next stock. And the next stock I bought was actually in Disneyland. So she really instilled in me the passion and the education side to think differently at a young age. I always tell my friends, you know, you can teach your kids to be owners of some of America's great companies at a very young age. My grandmother taught me.
What a fun story. Now, David, having worked with so many clients face-to-face, what are the most common fears or concerns you see with people planning for retirement?
Wow, that's a really good question. I think the first concern people have is one that we all share, which is, am I going to be okay? You know, when I, again, having spent my career helping people retire, a lot of times people are coming to me 6 months before retirement, a year before retirement, maybe 2 years before retirement, if they're really proactive. And what they really want to know is, David, here's everything I've got. Help me figure out, am I going to have enough money to last my lifetime? I think that's the first thing that most people worry about. Am I going to be okay? Once you get past the basics of, am I going to be okay? Am I going to have enough money? Then the question becomes, well, great. Show me how I'm going to get this money. You know, where's the income going to actually come from? And that's where you kind of have to bury into the actual numbers of financial planning. But when I, again, sitting down with clients, it's not just the money. It's also often when they're married, it's making sure that their spouse knows what's going on with the money. So I find that, you know, the first concern is, am I going to be okay? The next concern is, are we going to be okay? Right? Or, you know, if anything happens to me, will my spouse be okay? Will my kids be okay? And then it goes back again to the numbers. You know, tell me what I need to know about Social Security. When should I take Social Security? Should one of us take it early? Should one of us wait? Should we both take it early? Healthcare costs. What do you think is the best way for us to handle our healthcare costs? And then the big, big question comes down to that retirement account. You know, in my experience, most people came to me, had money in a 401k plan, and they had to make the huge decision of, do I take a lump sum distribution? Do I take an annuity? Do I do an IRA rollover? Can you help me calculate the numbers? If I were to take an annuity, do I take an annuity that's just for my lifetime or my lifetime and my spouse's? All of those things are decisions that have to be made. And so it's a lot. You know, do I involve my kids? I see a lot of older couples come to me and they say, you know, when do I involve my kids? Do I share with them how much money I have? Which one of my kids should I put in charge of the estate if something happens to my wife and I, or my husband and I? And of course, all of this leads to, man, it's a lot to think about, right? Which is why we find that especially those who have a lot of money, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in assets or more, almost always look to hire a financial advisor because there's so many things that they need to go through. And then they also want to know, well, great, how do I invest the money? You know, what's the best approach to investing this money? How do I find a financial advisor I can trust to guide me with this investment plan? And I think finally, you know, as I involve my partner or my spouse, how do I do this as a team with my spouse so that You know, sometimes couples are not in agreement around when one should take retirement, or maybe they're not in agreement on how the money should be invested for retirement, or maybe they're not in agreement on where the money should be spent during retirement. A lot of couples work with a financial advisor so that they can get in agreement and they can work on a financial plan together as a team. And I will tell you, you know, my second book was Smart Couples Finish Rich. I can tell you that the happiest couples I've seen, the ones that have been married 20, 30, 40 years, they work on their financial plan as a team. And a lot of second marriages I see, they got this wrong in the first marriage, which is totally normal because the number one cause of divorce is fighting over money. But in the second marriage, they're committed to working on their financial plan as a team. And really that retirement plan, working on that as a team can be both, it can be scary, but it can also be incredibly exciting. And that's what I really get people to focus on, is that your future is going to be even more exciting than your past. Your retirement years can be the best years of your life. All we have to do is help you work on a handful of things financially, and you'll be in great shape.
I know it's important that people feel comfortable with their financial advisor and that all of us are on the same page when it comes to retirement planning. Here at Heckman Financial, we want to make sure you create that plan and work towards your retirement goal. That's why we have the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So if you want to give us a call, phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Again, thanks, David, for the time, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been great to be with you today.
So if you want to give us a call, phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. And we'll be right back at Wealth Creator Radio.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network here with Eric Heckman, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. He's offering you a discovery visit. So here's the telephone number. Call or text him, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You'll walk out with a blueprint to worryless wealth. Today, we've been talking about avoiding some of the likeliest blunders that we could make with our 401ks and our IRAs. Now, my next question and my final question is, how can an advisor help us avoid some of these blunders? What kind of financial professional can help you determine the right strategy for your retirement accounts?
Well, really what you want to do is you want to make sure you're talking to somebody who first and foremost specializes in really retirement planning. A lot of people in the financial advising business are really just investment managers. They're just saying, hey, move your account to us and we'll help it grow more. Well, that's maybe good, maybe what you need, but really what people most likely really want is something that's more of an overall plan. And so first and foremost, that those types of people need to be registered investment advisors if they're doing an actual real plan or a certified financial planner. A lot of people are, they have a registered representative on their card. That means they work for a broker dealer. That means they have a first liability and the first responsibility is to their employer. Second responsibilities to their client. Well, that's not what we want. We want our clients to be our main priority and be the ones that we are helping. And so the other big thing is a lot of people in my profession, they're going to have a big old tax disclaimer saying, we do not provide tax advice or help you with taxes at all. What? You're talking about IRAs, 401ks, capital gains, dividends, all this stuff about taxes, and you're not going to give me any tax advice? That's probably the most critical thing you need. And most tax preparers are really tax reporters. They're not actually tax planners. So again, they're not usually giving you much of any tax advice other than telling you, yeah, you can deduct this or you can't deduct that. And so really what you need is you need a combination of those things. You know, you need somebody who's skilled. If you're talking about retirement planning and making that shift to retirement, you need somebody who's skilled at distribution planning. How do you make that shift from accumulation to getting that money paid out? And that's the first and foremost biggest issue. And then you want to figure out, okay, what are their credentials? You know, look them up online, really find out what's going on there. Now, the other thing is, when you're talking about the 401ks, you want to make sure, just to recap a little bit, you want to make sure you roll those over to IRAs. And then what you want to do is try to combine all those accounts as much as you can. But a lot of times you need other institutions to give you guaranteed investments or give you alternative investments. So there's lots of times where you have multiple IRAs, which is fine, but they all fall under the same rules and regulations. When it's in a 401k, it's a lot tougher because it's not your money, it's really your employer's money until you've made it into your own account. So these are some of the things that you really want to watch out for. You want to make sure you get taken care of. And, you know, that's the most critical part for your planning. So if that's something you're interested in, if you want to worry less about your portfolio and worry more about having fun and spending time with family in retirement, that's something we can help you with. What you need is you need the blueprint to worry less wealth. What the blueprint does is we first and foremost create that income plan, written income plan that shows you how your money is going to grow till retirement. Is it going to last? Are you going to be able to retire? Then we're going to look at your investments, taxes, in healthcare, legacy, all five of those areas, and we're going to create that blueprint to worry less wealth. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is set up time to have a discovery visit at 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com. Thanks a lot for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.